If you have ever wondered how many podcast episodes you need to be publishing on a weekly basis in order for you to have a successful podcast, in order for you to make money podcasting, in order for you to get more downloads and all the things, get ready because we're going to unpack that today. And warning, you might get surprised at what I'm going to tell you. Let's do this. So if this is the very first podcast episode you're landing on and we haven't met, hello, my name is Juliana and I own a podcast marketing and production agency. I have also been podcasting since 2020. Now I know it may seem like 2020 was like last year, but 2020 was like 4 years ago at the time of this recording. So I've been podcasting for a while. I launched my podcast to an audience of zero and I did not grow my podcast by doing social media and other things. I grew my podcast by podcasting. And because I own a podcast marketing and production agency, I have a lot of data because I'm not just looking at my podcast. So I'm not this one hit wonder. I have other clients that we manage their podcasts. So the amount of data that we have inside of my agency is insane. So you might be thinking, okay, how many podcast episodes do I need to be pumping out in order for me to be making money to have the impact that I want to have with my show? So let's unpack that. In the last episode, so if you listen to episode 375, you heard how much money I make per podcast episode. If not, if you haven't listened to that, I'll make sure to link for you down below in the show notes. Now, here's the thing. You might think that, okay, if Juliana is making that much money per podcast episode, then why doesn't she publish more episodes? Because obviously, common sense would tell you that the more podcast episodes you pump out, the more money you're going to make. Now, here's the thing. Since I've been podcasting for so long, I have tried many different things. I have done once a week, twice a week, three times a week. I have done every single day, every single weekday for stretches at a time. And because of that, again, so much data that I have to share with you. And I can tell you that for me, for my business model, once a week is great. Now, this is not for everybody, okay? So make sure that you like really plug into this episode because however many podcast episodes you need to be pumping out every week depends on the type of podcaster that you are. So for the type of podcaster that I am and the type of business that I have and all of the testing that I have done, once a week is plenty. And I'll tell you why. It is because ever since I have gone down to one episode per week, my listenership has gone up. So people are listening to my podcast episode all the way through. Whereas before, where I've had two episodes a week or I've had even three episodes a week or even more, people could not keep up. It was just overwhelming. So imagine you as a listener, you want to listen to my podcast and another podcast and so-and-so's podcast, right? So it becomes extremely overwhelming if I'm just bombarding you with episodes every single day and an overwhelmed mind does not take action. Even if I'm doing two episodes a week, it's not too crazy. A lot of podcasters do that. However, I was observing that when I go on Apple and I look at my data and I see how engaged my listeners are. We're listening into 60% of the podcast or some 70%. But now that I've gone down to one episode a week, people are listening all the way through. And honestly, I want people to listen all the way through to my podcast episodes because if I'm mentioning an offer, and this is another thing that I do as well, I play around with where I talk about my offer within my podcast episode. So I want people to listen to my podcast episode all the way through. Whether or not I want them to listen to my offer or I want them to have a breakthrough, right? So I do this podcast episodes to help you. And if you're only listening to 50% or 60% of an episode, you're not listening to all of the advice I have to give you, which means that the information I'm giving you is already landing, right? So I want you to sit here with me, take notes and apply what I'm telling you for free so that you know that when you come to work with me in a paid capacity, that you're going to have even bigger, better results. So once a week has been great for me because people are listening literally to 100% of my podcast episode. And this is true with my other clients as well. So my clients that I have in the agency, I tell them once a week is plenty for the type of podcasters that they are because of the goals that they have with their podcast. And they have, again, an engaged audience because people are listening all the way through and they're having the breakthrough. They're able to gain strategies and apply that to their lives, to their businesses or and whatnot, and they're getting results. So they're more likely to come work with me and my clients at a deeper capacity because of the breakthrough that they're having from this free episode that they listen all the way through. And again, I'd rather have somebody listen to an episode all the way through than listen to two, three episodes a week and only engage 50% of the way or 40% of the way, 70% of the way and whatnot. Okay. Again, for the type of podcaster that I am, once a week is great. More just tends to overwhelm my audience. Now, I have heard from listeners that they would like for me to put out a second episode or even a third episode. But again, when I do that, I notice that the listenership goes down. So even though my audience is asking for more, I can see their behavior and I can see that they are unable, for whatever reason, they're unable to engage all the way through. So one episode a week is great for the type of business model that I have. Now, let's say that you have a different kind of model in your podcast, right? So you may not know this, but a lot of podcasters out there in the world, especially the ones that are pumping out more than one episode per week, and they have a lot of interviews, or maybe they do one solo, one interview, or they have just interview-based podcast. What you may not know is that they charge the interviewee to be a guest on their show. So this isn't true for all podcasters who have an interview-based podcast, but a lot of podcasters out there are charging their guests to be on their show. Now, I never really had an opinion about this. I know this is controversial and some people get angry at it and some people don't like that. And I'll give you my opinion today in this day and age. I don't think it's wrong if a podcaster chooses to have those paid spots in their podcast and they want to charge the guest to be on their show. I honestly don't have a problem with that because I know that podcasters put in a lot of time and effort to build that podcast. And another thing that I know is that a podcast episode lives forever. So that is marketing, right? So you can pay for ads, even if you do organic marketing. Listen, the thing about organic marketing that it's quote unquote free because you're still putting in your time to put out those podcast episodes or whatever it is that you're doing as far as marketing goes, right? So organic, you're putting in your time and of course paid, you're just paying so that your work gets out there in front of more people and you're paying Zuckerberg or Pinterest or whatever, right? The thing about podcast marketing is that it's very effective, and because a podcast episode lasts forever, you know, if a podcaster chooses to charge guests to be on the show, I personally don't see a problem with that. And to each their own, you know, I don't think it is unethical because I know how much work a podcaster has put in into their show to make it grow and to have it be an amazing platform. I have seen podcasters charge anywhere from $47 for a guest to be on the show. And the highest that I have seen is $5,000. Of course, you can imagine that the person who's paying $5,000 to be on somebody's show, obviously they have the money, number one, but number two, the show that they're going on is a huge show with millions of downloads, okay? Obviously, if I'm a podcaster who charges guests to come on my show, it would be in my best interest to put up an episode every day of the week, because especially if I'm somebody who's charging $5,000 per episode, right? Like, that is $25,000 a week. So it would make sense if I had that kind of business model for me to get as many episodes out as humanly possible. Now, of course, do you have to make $25,000 a week? You don't have to if you don't want to, right? Like, it depends on your lifestyle, who you are. And I can tell you right now that there are many podcasters out there who are not doing daily podcast episodes that are interview-based, but they're still charging their guests. They might be doing like one solo episode a week and one interview a week. And that one interview, they're still charging for the guest spot. So it's completely up to you, or the podcaster in this case, what they want to do with their show. It is their show. It is their business what they do with their show, not mine. You know what I'm saying? I'm here to support you in your journey, in your podcasting journey, and however way you see fit, I'm here to support you and give you the best strategies out there. But again, this idea of how many podcast episodes do I need to put out, it really depends on the type of podcaster that you are and the type of business model that you have. Because again, if you're making money because you're charging for those interviews, then that is your business model. You're charging people to come on your show. So it would be in your best interest to have more people come on your show to sell more of those spots. Now, for me, in my case, like I said, the way that I use my podcast, I'm very strategic and I want people to listen to my episode all the way through. And the way that you find this information out is by you checking out Apple Podcast Connect. That is where you're going to get that information of how engaged people are with your episode. So this is a matter of you sitting down and analyzing. And if you ever want to sit down with me and have me analyze how many podcast episodes you should be putting out a week, let's book a coaching call, or better yet, why don't you come and join us inside of the Profitable Podcast Blueprint, which is my lifetime group coaching program where you get access to the course portion of the program, which as it grows, you get the information for free. I'm not going to be upcharging you every time I update the course, but also you get the lifetime group coaching access. So we meet twice a month and you can ask me all your questions. And because we also have a Facebook group, if you have a pressing question, you can always post in the Facebook group and I'll answer within 24 hours. So come join us and we can sit down and analyze how many podcast episodes you need to be putting out a week. Because again, it depends. The answer is it depends. If you're looking left and right and you're seeing, okay, this podcaster has 1 million downloads or that one has 10,000 downloads or whatever, and they're doing however many episodes, so therefore I should be doing however many episodes, you're missing so much context, which is why you should never copy somebody else's strategy. You need to sit down with somebody who knows the strategy, who knows what really goes on behind the scenes of the podcasting world so that you can see what's the strategy that best fits you. Now, with all of this being said, I will say this. I would not recommend that you go less than one episode per week. And the reason for that is because people just tend to get a little bit forgetful, right? Even if you are consistent and you are showing up every other week, I personally don't think that is doing you any service or your audience any service, because there's such a gap between however many episodes, between you putting out an episode this week and then you skip next week and then the week after you're coming back. Unless you have a really heavy type of podcast where you're giving people homework, right? And it's very interactive and you're telling people, okay, this is what you need to do. And when we meet next time, this is what we're going to be talking about and this is what we're going to unpack. Or maybe you have like, let's use the book club kind of example, right? Like you give somebody 2 weeks to read a book, right? So then when you come back in the next episode in 2 weeks, then we're going to unpack what you read and the lessons and all this. That would make sense, okay? But otherwise, imagine if I'm just showing up in my own podcast and I'm doing it every other week. You're not going to see the impact because you're going to forget about me for a week. And then I come back the next week and I'm just no longer part of your routine. And I'm not giving you 2 weeks worth of homework and action steps for you to apply to your podcast. So for me, again, it would not make sense. So this is something, again, that you need to figure out for yourself. How often should I be showing up based on the type of podcaster I am? But with that being said, like I've mentioned before, I do not recommend that you let too much time go before you show up on your podcast, just because your people are waiting for you and they're making routines and rituals around listening to you on your podcast. I would bet that you have some sort of routine where you make time to listen to me every single week, whether you listen to me on Wednesday when the show comes out or you listen to me on Thursday or Friday. It doesn't matter the day, but you have some sort of routine that you're making sure that you're listening to my podcast episode every week when it comes out. So you need to think about that as you're thinking about how often am I going to show up on this podcast episode. You need to understand the person who's listening to you and their lives and their aspirations and their struggles, right? So it goes back to you understanding who your listener is. So there's a lot that goes into you understanding how many podcast episodes you need to be putting out every week. And more is not necessarily better, especially if you are overwhelming your audience with information. And of course, you don't mean to overwhelm your audience with information, but those are the things you need to think about before you sit down and you just start to pump out podcast episodes left and right without direction. Again, I have heard people say that they want to show up twice a week because they always want to be at the top of the feed. Because of course, on Apple, when somebody puts out a podcast or puts out a podcast episode, you show up at the top of the feed because it's a fresher episode. But as I've said, you need to look at the data and see what the data says. What does the data say? Are people tuning in fully to your podcast episode? No. Let's turn it down a little bit because I want people to fully be immersed in this podcasting experience, in this podcast episode I'm putting out, rather than listening to two of my podcast episodes 50% of the way. It doesn't help them and it doesn't help me. So we're both losing. But if I put out one episode, they're fully engaged. Those are the things that you need to consider. So before you just go pumping out podcast episodes because you see these really huge podcasters having millions of downloads and you think you need to do the same, you need a strategy. So you can take in all the free information all day long and you can look left and right and you can try to copy what other people are doing. But unless you understand people's strategy and the reason why they're doing what they're doing, you're missing, there's a huge gap. There's something you're not seeing. There's a huge blind spot that you're not seeing. So understand why you're doing what you're doing and what is the strategy you're going to apply to your podcast so that you can actually see results. And I just want to remind you again that these are the kinds of things that we talk about inside of my group coaching program, which, yes, lifetime access. If you think I misspoke, I did not misspeak, you do have lifetime access, because I hate those programs where you sign up and let's say it's a 6-week program or 8-week program, even like a 6-month program, but then the program ends and you're like, crap, I was just getting it started and I was getting momentum and now the program ended and what do I do? I get it. So because I myself don't like that, I've decided that I want to change that around. And I created a program where you have access to both the course and the lifetime coaching so that you always feel supported wherever you are in your journey. So whether you're launching your podcast or you have been going at it for a while, it does not matter. Listen, I have people coming to me. Next week, you're going to hear about a client who has a top 0.5% ranking podcast. She came to me and her downloads more than doubled working with me. So no matter where you are in the spectrum, where you're just starting or you have been going at it for a while and you already have a successful podcast, you come to work with me and I can double, even triple your podcast downloads. That is a fact and I'm not afraid to say it. So tune in next week so that you can hear, you can listen in to that interview and you can really understand how my brain works and the kind of amazing work that we can do inside of the agency and inside of the group coaching program. Thanks for listening to the Organic Marketing Simplified for Podcasters. If you're ready to take your podcast to the next level, let's work together. I offer a group coaching program called the Profitable Podcast Blueprint, where you have lifetime access not only to the program itself and all updates, but also to me inside of a group coaching container. So you also have access to other podcasters that you can network with. So that's one way that we can work together. I also own a podcast marketing and production agency. So if all you want to do is to record your episodes and send it to us and have us do all the back work for you while making sure that your show is getting all the visibility it deserves, then that's another way that we can work together. And finally, I have one-on-one coaching. So come hang out with me. Go to julianorbody.com for all the information. And I cannot wait to see you back here next week.